Robert Louis Stevenson, An Introduction. In the Scottish canon, to be placed alongside Robert Burns is high praise indeed, but it's a rightful place for one of Scotland's finest novelists. Born in 1850, he managed to cram much into his 44 years, travelling widely to France, the United States, Samoa and the South Seas. Of course, he is widely feted for his classics, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Treasure Island, and poetry volumes such as A Child's Garden of Verses. This volume centres on his short stories. These are somewhat dark, bringing a chill to the air and a race to the heart.
Olaya by Robert Louis Stevenson. "Now," said the doctor, "my part is done, and, as I may say, with some vanity, well done. It remains only to get you out of the cold and poisonous city, and to give you 2 months of a pure air and an easy conscience. The last is your affair. To the first, I think I can help you. It fells, indeed, rather oddly. It was but the other day the padre came in from the country, and as he and I are old friends, although of contrary professions, he applied to me in a matter of distress among some of his parishioners. This was a family. But you are ignorant of Spain, and even the names of our grandees are hardly known to you. Suffice it, then, that they were once great people and are now fallen to the brink of destitution. Nothing now belongs to them but the residencia, and certain leagues of desert mountain, in the greater part of which not even a goat could support life. But the house is a fine old place, and stands at a great height among the hills, and most salubriously. And I had no sooner heard my friend's tale than I remembered you. I told him I had a wounded officer, wounded in the good cause, who was now able to make a change, and I proposed that his friend should take you for a lodger. Instantly the padre's face grew dark, as I had maliciously foreseen it would. It was out of the question, he said. Then let them starve, said I, for I have no sympathy with tatterdemalion pride. Thereupon we separated, not very content with one another. But yesterday, to my wonder, the padre returned and made a submission. The difficulty, he said, he had found upon inquiry to be less than he had feared, or, in other words, these proud people had put...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?